question is sometimes when I was taking Diksha, one Parivara, Diksha mantras from one Parivara, Nityananda or Dvaita Gadadhar, then at some other time or juncture in his development, he takes Siddha Pranali from a guru and another Parivara. How does he adjust? Well, the Siddha Pranali, basically, all the Parivaras are just branches on the tree of Lord Gauranga as a Gaudiya Vaishnava Sampradaya. And all the Parivaras are leading to the eternal service of Radha and Krishna and Siddha Sarup. So everyone is revealing or giving the ultimate conclusion is to attain one Siddha Sarup, Seva Sadaka Rupena Sarupena Chatrahi, which Rupa Goswami Pad is telling in Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu. We have to serve in our Sadaka Rup, and then we have to serve in our Siddha Rup. Now in our meditation, and then there, here and now in our meditation, in our Siddhadeya, and later at the time of Prema, and entering the spiritual world, we'll serve in our Siddha Sarup eternally, as Radharani's maidservant in Manjari Bhav, Raghunuga Bhakti Manjari Bhav Upasana. So it's basically, if someone takes Siddha Pranali, there's two things. One thing is, Babaji means just renunciation, sannyas. So you, Siddha Pranali can be whatever, Grihastha. He has Diksha. Why do you say Babaji? It doesn't matter, Babaji. Siddha Pranali, it doesn't depend on being a Babaji. So Grihastha, spelling of Grihastha is Brahmacharya, whatever, gets Siddha Pranali. So the basic question is, irregardless of your ashram, whether you're sannyas or Grihastha, Babaji means sannyas. It's called sannyas, taking sannyas Diksha, Tyagi. Kopin. Pran Pratishtha of Kopin and Gopi Bhava Mantra. So the question is, if you take Diksha Mantra and one Parivara, and later you receive Siddha Pranali and another Parivara, how do you adjust the two Parivars? It seems a little confusing. I don't have it like that myself. Everything is coordinated or harmonious. But it makes sense that you would, all the Parivaras are leading to the service of Radharani in Radha Dasyam, already Bhagavan Brajesha Taniya Sri Dham Vrindavanam. Ramya Kachirupasana Brajavadir Brajavadubir Sakopita. So when you receive your Siddhadeya, your Siddha Pranali initiation, whether you're a sannyasi or a grihastha or whatever, then you'll serve in your Siddhadeya, your guru, and his Siddhadeya, and all the mantras in your line. And you'll have your chief mantra or sakhi, which will be the head of your sampradaya. So when you take Siddha Pranali, then it's my idea, because these things, of course, these are exceptional cases. How does it work? As far as I understand, is that you'll serve in Siddhadeya eternally with that group of mantras and your Yuteshri, because you may be initiated in a line where Lalita is Yuteshri. You may take Siddha Pranali. It sounds rather unusual that anyone would do that. But that's what you're proposing, that someone has Diksha in the line of Nityananda, and then he takes Siddha Pranali in the line of Advaita, for example. So the difference isn't Yuteshri. Whether your Yuteshri is Lalita or Vishakha, you're serving Radharani. Narottam Das Thakur is in Lokanath Swami's parampara. He's also a Manjari, and he's serving, and so is Vishwanath. Everyone is serving ultimately Radharani. So how you get there, that may be rather different ways, but traditionally one will take all of his initiations and training in the same Parivara. That's what I've seen. I haven't seen so many people jumping here and there. It would make sense if someone is taking Diksha in one parampara, then he wants to take Siddha Pranali, but his guru is not available to do that. Then he'll look for someone, some Babaji or some great saint or some devotee or god brother or some acharya who is also in the same parivara. It makes sense. And get his pranali there. So that question you ask is, I think, pretty hypothetical. But if by chance someone does cross, you know, transmute or whatever between two parivars, I think the emphasis for the siddhadeya and development of the siddhasarupa meditation would be on the parivar, which he was initiated in, siddha pranali. Very technical questions. I would think rather hypothetical also.